Yes, the Riptide Movement, the elephant in the room here on Today FM. Hello and welcome along to the show. Come on in, sit down. Yeah, we'll have you. Go on, sit there. Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. You can tweet at Ferg Darcy as well, 0874 100 102, to get in contact. Got a lovely postcard into the show today. It says, "Hi all, just a quick opportunity to say thank you. I was lucky enough to win the Grand National a few weeks back. Prize money went a long way on the family holiday over in France. Best of luck from Patrick Gray." Patrick, big up to you and the guys. Well done on winning the Grand National. I do hope to give that away again soon. 1,000 euro up for grabs. Now, can I just say this? Back in the 80s or the 90s, we didn't really understand a lot of things about the world. There were certain things that we would say without judgment. And let's just say that it wasn't the time for political correctness. Let's just say that that didn't exist. So what I'm about to say, I apologise straight away before I even say it. But I remember distinctively being in the back of my car. And I want to talk about parents telling lies to the kids, because I was told a very distinct lie by my mother. I remember being in the back of the car. And this thing, my mother had this thing that on a Sunday, we would go for a drive around the country. And 3 or 4 hours in the back of a car, sweltering heat, sweating buckets, right? Right. She'd be driving. She'd be like, "We'll go for a drive now. That's what we'll do. It'll be a lovely day for a drive." And the father would be like, "Oh, God, yeah, right. We'll go for a drive." Big, long drives, anyway. But we would come back into my hometown of Banlaslow, the home of Supermax. And I remember myself and the sister, we'd know we were coming back into town. We'd half asleep in the back of the car and shouting and roaring and fighting. But then we'd cool it down, because we know coming back into town, like, if we're on good behaviour over the next 5 minutes, we might get a chance to go to Supermax. We might get to Supermax. Remember being in the back of the car now, and we pipe up and we're like, "Can we please go to Supermax? Can we please go to Supermax? Can we please go to Supermax?" And my mum just turned around straight away, right? And she goes, "What are you going to go there for? Supermax give you AIDS." I'm pretty sure at the time I knew, and it is quite serious, right? But I'm pretty sure at the time I knew that AIDS was bad. I'm pretty sure I knew at the time that, you know, that there was nothing good coming out of that. But then even the thought of Supermax giving it to you, I was like, "Ooh, better sit back down here. Better sit back down here." And I remember just not mentioning that. I remember just, it went quiet. It was like you could have, there was a ball of hay that would have been rolling across the road going, "Ooh." Myself and my sister just went quiet. And sat at the back, we were going, "Oh my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. That we were going to, imagine if we had ate that, that would have killed us." Because we didn't know. We didn't understand. We didn't even understand. Nobody understood. Nobody knew what it was. Particularly my mum didn't know anyway, yeah. So there you go, yeah. But there are certain lies, I'm pretty sure that she knew it was a lie at the time. There's certain lies that parents tell their kids. Now, if you're out there and if you're a parent, or if your own parents told you a lie, I want the most original ones to come in here right now at 0874 100 102. Get on to me. Here's Years and Years, If You're Over Me, on Today FM.
Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing.
Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton there on Today FM. It's Fergal Larissa with you all the way through the afternoon, talking about lies that your parents have told you over time. There has been quite a few of them. Tess is on the line. Tess, how are you today?
Not too bad, Fergal. How are you?
I'm good. Tess, what kind of lies were you told in your house?
Well, most of them usually centre around the bog.
Oh, right, okay.
We absolutely hated going to the bog. Like, we used to help our neighbours with their turf and all, but like, the neighbours used to at least pay us or give you sweets or something like
that.
So there was one, like, we had an aunt who lived in the next town and used to have to pass by the bog to get to her house. And we were loaded up into the car one day, the promise we were going to see her, and she owned the shop, so it was like, "Grand, we'll head over there, get a pile of sweets, like,
off
her."
Oh, right. And you ended up in the bog then, doing the stacking, yeah, and the freeing. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, stop. They took a turn off of the bog and me and the brother blew up in the back of the car. Like, there was proper war.
Well, for later on it then.
Trying to get out, like.
Tess, were you ever told any of the following lies? That sitting too close to the television will ruin your eyesight?
Yep.
Were you told that looking...
Well, you were also being meant to be the remote as well.
Yeah. What about this? Looking inside the microwave while it's running will deform your future babies. Were you told that?
No.
That was a big one in the Darcy household. We were told that all the time. Anyway, Tess, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Have a lovely day.
You too, Bart. Thanks.
Bye-bye. To get in contact today, it is very simply 0874 100 102. Boulevard of Broken Dreams here on Today FM. Ferg, is it true that if you pee in a pool, there's a special dye that'll turn it red so that everyone knows you have peed? First of all, I'm pretty sure it's not true. Second of all, I'm pretty sure that's an experiment that you definitely don't need to do, in my humble opinion. Selena's on the line all the way from Bratislava. Selena, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Ferg. How are you?
Thank you so much for getting in contact from abroad.
happy to. Cheers with the afternoon.
Ah, come here, listen, you have a few lies for me. Tell me what lies we've got.
Oh, I have a couple of them. Barrage of lies told to me as a child. So the first one is that letting air out of a balloon into your face gives you warts.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
For your sins. Okay, that's a creative house, if ever there was a creative house. Go on.
Yeah. I had a weird habit of drinking vinegar out of the bottle, so I understand this lie. My father caught me doing it once, and he said that my blood would turn to water from doing that.
Okay.
But the most heartbreaking lie we were ever told is we had a lovely little terrier called Timmy when we were kids, and we had a very sad day when we came home from school, and Dad was driving Timmy out the garden. Yeah. We never saw him again, and we were told that Timmy was brought to live with a woman in the country.
Oh, okay.
But in fact, he was put down.
Yeah, parents see this the whole time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember I caught a neighbour of mine one time with a bag full of cats. And I remember, this is no joke. And I remember, all you can hear, what have you got in the bag? He goes, turf. I went, really? That was the lie he told. I was like, okay, right, good luck. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on me. Have a lovely day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Louise is online too. Louise, how are you?
I'm horrified by your neighbour, but otherwise fine.
I'm horrified by my neighbour too as well. Like, I mean, talking about this is the 1980s, like, the times were different, you know. He'd be up in court now after that. So listen to me, tell me this. You were told lies as well.
Yes, we were told that if we told a lie, that we'd get a black line down the middle of our tongue. So if we ever said something that they didn't believe, that I'd stick out your tongue. You'd be like, no. No. You stick out your tongue, I can see a black line, you're telling a lie.
That still happens. You know, well, if the kid doesn't stick out his tongue, you're like, yeah, you're a little chitchat. Great. Thanks for coming on, Lou. Have a lovely day.
Talk to
you. Bye-bye. Keep your lies coming in at 087-4100-102. Here's Gavin James. This is Always on Today FM.